You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we did it as expected yesterday. Set another record high. You just added to the total number of 90-degree days that Denver has seen this summer.
Oh, and what was that number? Did you see it?
75 days.
Yeah, isn't that nutty?
And probably another one today.
No wonder my water bill's been so high. My grass is so thirsty.
Yeah,
it's a hot summer, man. Real hot.
So what'd you see in downtown Denver?
So I had to zip out after the show yesterday and make my way downtown to the, I guess you could call it like the industrial complex of downtown, like the hub of a lot of construction and construction supplies and a lot of semi-trucks and bulldozers and all that. I had to pick up some stuff for the house. I had to have some metal work done. And I go into this construction area, and I, you know, you got to go into the little booth, and you pay for your stuff, and then you go out and you wait. And so I'm just standing there, Dom, and I'm like a little kid, buddy, because the amount of bulldozers zipping around and cement trucks, and then the forklifts. I don't know what it is about forklifts, but they are just the coolest machines to me. And they were zipping around like little ants back and forth. And I'm watching these big semis come in with all these huge pallets of lumber. And these little forklifts go, you know, and they grab this stuff that's like eight times their size. And I'm just watching these things. I'm like, how are they not tipping over? What is the science behind this? Who created these little machines? They're so cool. And I was just mesmerized for like a half an hour as I waited for my stuff because it took way too long. But don't you agree? Like, guys are just kind of into all that. I mean, I don't think you ever grow out of it. From dump trucks in the sandbox to going downtown and watching them.
Well, there's a couple of things that I'll, to make your point and to drive it home, is there was, back when there were just videotapes, I'm sure they did it on DVD, and you can probably stream it now, but I remember when there were VHS tapes, one of the biggest selling VHS tapes was just a guy who had gone out and taken videos of dump trucks and graders and front-end loaders and stuff like that, and he put it on a VHS tape, and they said that little kids loved it, that parents could put that in, and it was almost like a babysitter, that kids would be mesmerized, especially little boys, I think. But it was true that a lot of adult men would put it in and watch it, too. And then the second thing that drives your point home is, have you seen these adult playgrounds they have around the country?
They have one in Vegas, I think, where you can go get in like a bulldozer and drive around and dig holes and do what you want.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
So for those of you who don't know, it's like an adult playground where you pay money, but instead of going on a roller coaster, they put a helmet on you and you get inside a front-end loader or a grader or a bulldozer or whatever, and you get to drive it around and you get to like pick up shovelfuls of dirt and move it.
Dump it on your wife or whatever, you know?
Now, that is genius, Jeremy.
That's brilliant.
From a guy who's got access to all of those pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to worry about actually building something. He can just let grown-ups come play.
Come play with the big toys.
Why don't you go do that?
I don't know. I don't know why I never have. I someday I do want to get onto a forklift and just try it out. I mean, the way they zip around, and there's just that one lever on the front where they, you know, back and forth, round
wheel.
And round.
The
wheel, and they're zipping backwards and pulling up to things. And I need to watch a video or something on the physics of the forklift and how they can lift that massive amount of weight way up into the air, and that little machine doesn't just topple over.
I don't get it.
It confuses me.
Is it based on the principle of ants or something?
I don't know.
You know how ants can lift these giant pieces of dirt or whatever that are four times their weight or
exactly.
something?
How does these things not tip over? You know? And I just must have looked like a dork smiling at all these guys as they zip by.
Why don't you go wandering into your friendly neighborhood Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yeah.
And ask them if you can take that thing out back, if they would break some rules.
Just zip it around.
And let you take a little ride.
Pick up my truck.
Somebody who's listening to the show right now has access to this, and they'll invite you out.
Yeah. Pick me up, even.
And
I don't even want to drive it. You can pick me up and zip me up into the air. Whee!
You want to drive it.
No, I do want to drive it.
We had a caller to the show probably 20 years ago who told me that his business was training forklift operators. Mm. That was he had a school for it. Because he said the turnover is massive, that somebody like a Lowe's or Home Depot will hire somebody. They have to put them into some training for this. And then those people quit their jobs after just a month or two. Then they got to hire somebody else. He says, my business will never end. He goes, I'm constantly,
Is it a bunch of guys like us that just want to know how these things work? They do the training, get the job, and a month later they're like, look, yeah, I get it. And then they quit.
There would be nothing to stop you from paying somebody to train you on a forklift.
Right. And then the thrill is gone after a little while.
Get it out of your system, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I didn't know there was such huge turnover. Huh. Yeah. All right.
Good to know.